Caribbean.
The Upper Room.
It's the J. Rouse Show coming up next on the TGR's Radio Network, dial.
The following is rated TV MALSV. It contains strong language, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Spoken!
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah!
You gonna take me home tonight?
Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
Hey,
is your resident map of the South.
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me tonight.
He has a very limited time spot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Farrell right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm going to make a do with a do, baby.
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the J. Rouse Show.
Don't try to call me out, princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
Say what?
Uh-huh. Yeah, what's happening, y'all? Welcome to another funky, fresh edition of the J. Rouse Show. 347-850-1272 is our caller number. 347-850-1272. Let me do this. Kisses for all the girls in the world, with the exception of one, and she knows who her black ass is. High fives and fist bumps to all the fellas. Let me tell you something. It is Midvoc, and it is time for us to get our giggles on it. Tonight, we want to know what's happening in your mind right now. So the question is, three things that you want right now. Not tomorrow. Not yesterday. Not your future dreams. What you want right now. Oh, man. We're trying to read your mind. Plus, folks, you know how we do it. We have a weather update coming at you in about 30 minutes. We also have the old school Get Hype song that happens tonight as well. You're only seconds away from an NPR news. I'm sorry, not an NPR. Yeah, an NPR news update and the three-minute commentary. It's the J. Rouse Show. It's the Wednesday edition, 347-850-1272. Let me tell you something. Listen to Lounge tonight, QOD, some of the very best in the biz. What else could you ask for? Not a damn thing. The only thing you can ask for now is for the music to get pumping. T.O., are you ready to get this party started right?
Popcorn, man.
The J. Rouse Show starts now.
Oh. Never know. That's the point. Go.
You are about to experience the number one talk radio show on TGR right now.
I'm kind of ready for some action now.
So you're excited too?
And you know this, man!
This is NPR. I'm Jack Spear. Authorities say they still don't know what prompted a 16-year-old student to go on a stabbing spree at a high school east of Pittsburgh today. Witnesses described the teen as having a blank expression on his face as he stabbed and slashed at students and at a school police officer, leaving a total of 20 people hurt. Police Chief Thomas Seafield says it was a horrifying scene when officers arrived at Franklin Regional High School.
I can tell you what we saw when we got there was a hallway that was pretty much in chaos, as you can imagine. A lot of evidence of blood on the floors in the hallway. We had students running about, trying to get out of the area.
Suspect was subdued by an assistant principal and a school police officer and is in custody. Pennsylvania Governor Tom Corbett hailed those he called heroes, including students who he says stayed with their friends. The U.S. is accusing Russia of stirring up trouble in eastern Ukraine ahead of crucial elections in the country. Still, Washington is not giving up hope of finding a negotiated way forward, as NPR's Michelle Kelman explains.
Assistant Secretary of State for Europe Victoria Nuland says the evidence is overwhelming that Russia orchestrated takeovers of government buildings in eastern Ukraine this week.
I don't think that we have any doubt that the preponderance of evidence indicates a direct
Russian involvement here.
She also tells lawmakers on the Helsinki Commission she does not have high expectations for planned talks for next week between the U.S., EU, Russia, and Ukraine. According to his office, Russia's foreign minister told Secretary of State John Kerry in a phone call that the meeting should focus on constitutional reforms inside Ukraine rather than relations between Moscow and Kiev. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Executives at Time Warner Cable and Comcast argued today that proposed $45 billion merger would benefit U.S. consumers. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports they spoke at a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing on the deal.
Critics of the deal say it would give the combined company more power over programming and allow it to raise rates even further. The merged company would control 30% of the cable TV market and nearly 40% of the broadband market. But Comcast Executive Vice President David Cohen challenged the idea that the merger would hurt competition.
Objectively, this is not a challenging transaction from an antitrust perspective. Our companies serve separate and distinct geographic areas. We don't compete for customers anywhere.
Cohen also said the deal would strengthen the company's ability to compete with media giants such as Google and Sony at a time when consumers are moving to new forms of entertainment such as Netflix. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.
Stronger than expected earnings gave Wall Street a lift. All three of the major indices were up more than 1% today. The Dow jumped 181 points. The Nasdaq gained 70 points. This is NPR.
The views and opinions expressed during the three-minute commentary are not necessarily the views and opinions of the J. Ryle Show. J's three-minute commentary starts now.
Why do good things happen to bad people? I know, right? Why do we have people in our society who are up to no good, but yet and still it seems that they receive all the blessings in the world? Now, of course, those can be disguises. What I mean by that is that we may think it's a blessing, but who knows, maybe deep down inside it's a curse. You know, I think about people like Lil Wayne and all these thugs that are out there making these albums and doing all this nonsense, but yet still they have all the money in the world, they have all the women in the world, they do what they want to do. And then you have people who are naturally good folks who really and truly don't reap those benefits or those rewards. But I go back to what I said just a few seconds ago. Is it a situation where it's a curse? I mean, having all the money in the world doesn't necessarily make you happy. We've seen so many stories of lottery winners, people who have won the lottery, folks who thought that their lives would change. All of a sudden, they find themselves in a worse place than they were before they won the money. Now, I know for those of us who are broke are saying, Jay, that doesn't even make any sense for me. How can you be in a worse spot than you were before you had all the money? Well, listen, money can't buy you love. Money can't buy you happiness. Maybe that's the reason why they're not happy. I remember watching a special on TV, and there were lottery winners who said, you know what, I wish I had never won the lottery. I wish I was my normal, poor, broke self. At least I was happy. And I'm like, I can't equate to that. Give me the money and let me figure it out. I think it's a situation where folks are not smart with their money. Because I think that you can be very happy and have all the money in the world. But I've digressed. Think about this. Remember Hurricane Katrina? Now remember, you know, there were communities and states and nations that were coming together to try to help these people. Those who were able to get out of New Orleans. I remember volunteering at the community center here in Houston, or the convention center, I should say, when we had buses coming in from Louisiana. We would talk to people and, you know, and try to encourage people. We would do all those things because we felt that it was our obligation to do these things as a neighboring city to New Orleans. And you heard all the stories about the great people who died there, people who were activists, people who were, you know, community people, just so many stories of brave Americans who lost their lives during that terrible storm. But then you fast forward, at least here in Houston, we fast forwarded, and months later, we had crime rates going up in Southwest Houston. And we were like, damn, did all the thugs get out? Why didn't the storm clean out all those thugs? I think everyone has a purpose and a reason in life. There's a reason why people survive those storms. Even the people that were thugs Maybe somewhere down the line they will change their lives. Maybe they will become a positive impact in the community. Maybe we won't see it during our lifetimes. It just makes you wonder about those types of things. So I'll leave you with, once again, why do good things happen to bad people? That's my thought, that's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it.
That concludes the 3-minute commentary. Now back to the show.
You know what? I'm going to make a do with a do, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to a good friend of mine. Put your hands together.
Yeah. Mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the coolest brother of them all? Is it Mr. Elias?
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
Man, ain't a damn thing crack-a-lackin', Mr. Elias. What the hell is going on with you, my dear friend?
Oh, man, just doing what I do, baby. Just doing
what
I do.
What's that? What do you do, Mr. Elias?
I went to work today, Jaden, and I came home and did some work on my house, man. That's what I do.
What type of work did you do on your house, Mr. Elias?
I had to fix my garage door, Jay.
Really? And you had the skill and the wherewithal to make that happen?
By all means, I surely did.
Are you trying to tell me that you are like Mr. Goodwrench, Mr. Elias?
Well, you should know that. Hell, who?
Well, no, why the hell should I know that?
Who put your
daughter's
ceiling back in when it fell out? Who put your daughter's ceiling
in
when it
fell? Oh, man, you know, you always bring that crap up, man. Name something else, Mr. Elias. My goodness.
Name something. Did you have the wherewithal to do it? Huh?
Let me tell you something, Mr. Elias. Let me tell you something right now, because I see this show is starting off on the wrong foot. Every time I try to reach to you and say, hey, bro, come on in. Feel me. Be a part of what we're doing. But no. I'm sorry?
Don't doubt the skills, baby.
Don't doubt the skills. What do you mean, don't doubt the skills? What skills?
Don't doubt them, baby. Come on, man. Don't play yourself.
Oh, man, whatever, Miss Elias. Whatever.
You know what? You know how I get down, baby.
No, I don't know how you get down, but that's okay.
No, man, hey, you know, we got time. It don't seem like none of our calls are here anyway.
Thank you for making that announcement. Go ahead.
No problem. Did you not say, man, you need to take some vacation to come down and help me build something?
I didn't say that. Prove it. I didn't say that.
Okay.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I won't come down and take a break. Thank you for saying that on the air. Now I got it locked in. Not no.
You weren't coming any damn way. How about that?
Oh, bull crap, I was. Nah.
Yeah, whatever. Well, look. You're not hurt. Hey, look here, man. You're not hurt my feelings. It's just your nieces. They're the ones that don't, you know, they don't see you. I don't give a damn whether you come or not.
It won't be for a week. It'll be for a day or two. Visit my nieces, give them my love, give them my hugs, and boom, I'm out. Now, how about
Yeah, whatever.
Since you want to play, smart ass on the radio.
That's so what I'm going to play, Mr. Elias. Well, lock it in.
It's on lock, so this is 2014. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're
lock
here.
It in and lock this in too. Why don't you?
Hi there. It's for sex.
Wow. Oh, you sent me swinging.
There was a man and woman having sex, and at the right, there were two men having sex. No, I wasn't sitting down. I was having drink after drink after drink.
Oh, God. Hollywood!
Sex is for sex.
You didn't leave?
What's going on, Miss Terry girl? How you be on a beautiful Wednesday? Well, I'm trying to make that rhyme to work. But yes.
Hey, Elias. Hey,
Miss Terry.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey, we doing all right. Why are you giggling like this? What's so funny,
huh?
Bugs Bunny?
It's nothing funny. It's nothing funny.
Ooh, okay. All righty then. Mm-hmm. How's your day been going so far?
Wonderful, wonderful day. Wonderful week, wonderful month, wonderful year, yes.
Wow. So let me ask you, have you been eating brownies today by chance?
No, I'm not. I'm perfectly sober. But that's, you know, at 5:44. Yeah.
Oh. I just had to ask.
5:45 might be a little different. No.
You sound so vibrant and all. I just thought I'd just ask, you know, hi, everybody. I'm feeling good today. Oh, I'm having a wonderful day, wonderful year, wonderful whatever.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, yeah. Oh, okay. I didn't know. Okay, all right. Well, I had to ask. I mean, you know, oh, everyone. Hello, hello, hello. Thank you for being here today.
You're welcome.
Whatever your damn name is. Okay. All right, as we continue with all the intros, let's, hey, look, my name is Jay. You can fly me to Mississippi.
Not on Southwest Airlines.
I know that on Southwest. The old broke down leather seat. Oh, excuse me, did I say that out loud?
Welcome aboard. Welcome
yes.
aboard the spacious cabin.
Thank you.
Decorated, air-conditioned but draft-free.
Yes. Yes.
Newly designed individual overhead light units are an innovation.
Yes. I believe I can fly. I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. And I can touch the damn sky.
To the E, to the S.
Boom!
You got the right one, baby.
Yeah, we got the right one. At least that's what somebody told me. Hello, Fly Girl.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
How you doing?
I'm good. Hi, Mr. L to the E to the
oh,
S.
Oh, stop. Oh, God.
Sweetie.
Stop it. Stop
know
it.
What I've been out doing?
What you been
and
doing?
I'm late. I went and bought my nephew a car.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, because his trifling girlfriend talked him into paying, trading in his paid-off car. Then he totaled out the one that he bought. Now ain't nobody got no money, so Auntie had to go and find him a car.
Where's his mama?
His mother and his father is deceased.
Aww.
I am his mother.
Well, then, okay, when it's not 18, then mama had to go out and buy. Did you get a hoopty or did you get a good car?
You know what, y'all? I got
what?
A hoopty car,
hoopty.
But it does not have a scratch on it. The interior is immaculate.
It's not a hoopty.
It's a 1993. It has 129,000 miles. No,
damn,
it's
it is
a
hoopty.
It's got a cooler, a sunroof. The girl just put brand-new tires on it. I got the receipt from this tire.
How about a brand-new engine?
You know what? I have a mechanic across the street from me, and the only thing wrong with it is it was running hot on me, and Bobby told me to have it towed.
Bobby. Bobby
rather
Jones.
Rather than Bobby.
Bobby Jones.
So my sister
Bobby.
Has this thing where you don't have to pay for it, so she towed
yeah.
it to the house, and the mechanic got it. And he said it's just the water pump thing is out on it.
Okay.
The water
pump. Let me tell you something,
guess
man.
How
see how this is.
Guess how much I paid for it.
What you paid? $10.
Well, you done lost your mind.
No.
I saw
okay.
some hole in the wall, raggedy, rusty cars for $2,000. I said, y'all
$100.
To take it out. I paid $625 cash.
What?
Oh,
damn,
that's
boy.
A hookup. That's a
I
hookup.
I know that you're lying. Hey, what type of car is it? What is it?
It's a Sunbird Pontiac GT.
Oh, man. Oh, they got you. They got you.
No, they
got
they
you.
Didn't. I bought it from an individual owner.
Who a sunbird? They got you. They got your ass.
I love my sunbird. I had a sunbird. I love mine.
Well, that was yours. That's not the one you have now. But we've digressed. We have to move
owner.
On. Whatever.
Anyway,
well, now I have two owners.
Jay, you should be saying, you're such a good aunt. But now you got the ridicule.
You are a good aunt. Oh, you're such
yes,
a good aunt.
There
you're
you
such
yes,
a good art, that damn
does.
Thing, that raggedy ass car. That's a raggedy piece
it's
of.
Really nice.
Yeah, whatever.
But
take a picture
what?
Of it,
post it. I'll take your bank and get a Lexus.
You can't, I don't buy Lexus, baby.
Take a bullet for a straight.
Oh, that's right, you got a Mercedes.
A
I ain't got that kind of bank.
Benz, baby.
Miss Elliott, you're a mulligan, man. She didn't mean that. She didn't understand the question, man. Ask her again, man. Ask
bring
her
this late ass up here.
Okay, you wouldn't take a bullet for a kid that was a healthy kid.
No, I would not. I'm telling you.
Please.
I love it.
Yes. Anybody else's? You better look for your mama.
You better look for your damn mama.
Yes, mommy, mommy, where are you?
Mommy,
yes.
I can't even finish.
Hey.
That was funny.
Where's my mama?
I want to run. What's going on, girl?
Yes, my children. Yes, I'm there. Bulletproof vest or not, I'm there for my children. Ain't no question about it.
That's your child, because your son is on his
yes.
own. We know you're going to leave your son.
No,
hey, mama,
don't,
hey, mama.
Don't do that. No,
hey,
no. My children. He's my
hey.
Firstborn. Everybody loves
yeah,
their
whatever.
Firstborn.
Yeah, I hear you. Mama, you got on some Air Jordans. You can run fast. Come on, keep up.
I gotta be here for your sister.
Yeah, we know. Whatever. What? Hello, Momo B.
Instinct and reflex. I'm there for my son, too.
Yeah, whatever. He in the back, though. Get up there and block those bullets with me and your damn sister. Take one for the team. Take one for the team.
Anyhow, hi, Mr. L.E.S. What's up, buddy?
Hey, Momo B.C.
You all right? You all right?
Yeah, I'm doing real good. I'm doing excellent.
Good. Yeah. Vanessa. What's up, Vanessa?
Yeah, hurry up, Debbie.
How are you?
We late.
I'm good. And Mr. Who? What? James.
Okay, thank you. You lost your mind. Look, you just lost all privileges to say hello for the rest of the day. I'm set. Be quiet, hell.
Jay Brown.
Now, I realize that every now and again, some of you women folk, you get hot. You get bothered.
What
and every now and again, you get hot and bothered.
Oh, this is Miss Lisa.
That's a big vagina.
I am living for the Lord. Hallelujah. I feel him down in my spirit. You know, as I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah, thank God for saving me.
Never
Hey! The rhythm is strong. Yeah.
Hey!
Oh, Rich Sister, with an intro. What the hell is going on, Rich Sister? How the hell are you?
I'm doing great.
Are you really?
Feel like part
All right.
of them?
Thank you very much. Welcome to the Cool in the Gang concert. All these damn horns and percussions up here on stage. Good gracious of light. They got a whole damn army up here. Welcome in, folks. Wednesday edition, 347-850-1272. My goodness, look what damn time it is. If you've been following this damn show, you know what time it was 5 minutes ago. Jesus Christ.
It's time for 8 good minutes.
five good minutes.
Love it. 10 good minutes.
10 good minutes.
Uh-oh.
10 good minutes.
All right, folks, it's time for 5 Good Minutes, sponsored by DJ San Juan. And 5 Good Minutes, well, actually, usually it's 10. But 5 Good Minutes is where we kind of spend time and we talk about things that are on our mind. Let me, Mr. Ellis, let me tell you what I found out the other day. My ex-wife defriended me on Facebook. Now, I'm thinking, she heard something that you said during one of the shows, and she decided did not want to be a part of the mix. So, this is what you do.
I have them.
I
have them.
That's not nice.
Hey, man.
Don't disrespect my ex-wife like that. That's just an evil man talking right there. So any damn way, she defriended me, and I was like, hey, man, don't talk about my ex-wife like that, bro.
Thank your ass for listening.
Hey, look here. So she defriended me. I'm like, what the hell? So I started to reach out to her, but I said, no, I'm not going to do it.
Wow.
She defriended me for a reason. I'll be honest with you. I'm glad I bailed out on her ass actually, she bailed out on me. But I'm glad because you know how it is, man, when you marry somebody at a young age, you're like, I wonder what they're going to look like when they 40 or 50. And I'm going to tell you something, dog. Man. I'm glad. Yeah, I'm glad I left, bro. I ain't going to lie to you, man. Because, boy, she look crazy as hell now. She, you know, she's nice and neat looking. But you know how you have one of those people, man, that you know, she don't look that good, but because of the way she carries herself, that kind of makes up for the ugliness. Now, see, I shouldn't be saying this. But anyway,
okay.
so she did.
Yeah, you really shouldn't be saying all that, Jay. You really shouldn't.
Is this the mother of your children?
No, it's not, Rich sister. And what do you mean, Miss Terry, I really shouldn't be saying, like, you trying to insinuate that I'm in the same boat or something?
So this
going to
be a
you?
Lonely night, and you going to hit accept.
No,
and
baby, let me tell you something.
So don't talk about it like that unless you really done, Jay. Stop.
Oh, I'm done. She did.
This is a show. You disrespecting some female.
I did not disrespect
her. That's your business.
Yeah, yeah.
Hold on. First of all, I did not disrespect her.
Why don't you?
Yes, Rich sister. Well,
I
do what?
Damn her.
Hey, man, Miss Elliot, stop. Stop, Miss Elliot. Miss Elliot, please.
I don't like her.
Miss Elliot, stop, man, please. Thank you.
Damn, man.
This guy, man. Thank you, Miss Elias.
All I can say is, hey, you going to get it if you want to. All right.
I don't know why you laugh. I don't know why that's so funny. But, hey, maybe you cracked the joke and I missed it. Hey. But that's okay. Thank you, Miss Elias.
You don't know what
I'm
talking about? You can go and get it if you want to.
Hey, man. Hey, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. So, anyway. I'm glad I made you laugh, Mr. Elias. So any damn way, so now, okay, so my ex-wife defriended me, but let me tell you something, my very first girlfriend, the girl who popped that damn cherry, she posted a picture of herself on Facebook, and let me tell you something, bruh, Mr. Elias, she is looking as stunning as hell. Ooh, she looking good, boy, Lord have mercy. Oh, damn. She looking good. And I saw her out there, and I said, hey, I said, hello. My MFL. She was like, what the hell is MFL stand for? My first love, baby. That's my league I play in. Looking good, like she knows she should. Oh, my goodness. Mm-mm-mm. Now,
MFP.
Yeah.
What does that mean, Miss Elias?
My first piece of booty. That's what it was. That's all it was. That's why you was infatuated with it. It was your first piece.
Hold up, bro. Hold up. Hold up, bro. No. I was in love with her.
Because she was your first piece.
Miss Elias. I don't give a damn about that.
No. Oh, yes, you do. Stop.
No, I don't. She wasn't going to tell me no, because let me tell you something. I had on my Ohio players. Man, look, when she picked me up, man, that night when she popped my cherry, I had on a blue jean jacket, man, with no shirt on, so my chest hairs were showing. I had two bandanas tied around my damn arms. I had on like a Rollo hat from Fred Sanford. I had on some jeans and some boots. Bob looking good, man. She's like, damn. He looked like he belonged to the Ohio players. The only thing was missing was the song, Play That Funk at Me on That White Boy. Yeah. I was looking good, dog. I always had a picture of that. I was looking pretty damn good for back in the 80s. I mean, you know, that was
now,
back in the 80s. What, Rich Sister?
But now.
Yes, Rich Sister. What?
Now, but now, though.
What the hell are you saying?
But now,
how do you look? Yeah.
Hey, y'all know how I look. Don't act like y'all don't know. Don't act like you don't know.
Oh, we know.
Don't act like you don't
know.
Let me tell you something. I know your ass ain't talking. You better get up off me. Any of y'all, get up off me.
Well.
Last time I looked, there was no damn beauty contest trophies in this damn trophy case. So leave me the hell alone. How about that? Go to hell. All right, so 10 good minutes or 5 good minutes was sponsored by DJ Sean Watt, DJ Extraordinaire. If you're in the Chicagoland area, I'm telling you, you need to hit him up. He is one of the best of the best. He has his own equipment. He has all his own music. All you have to do is call him. If you need a DJ, call him. Now, you need the number? I have the number. Ready? Here we go. 334-538-5739. 334-538-5739. That's DJ Sean Wan. All right, coming up next, it's a weather update courtesy of AccuWeather.com. Also, the old school Get Hype song. And I have to tell you guys a brief story about a guy, a U.S. Census worker, stopped by my house. I lied to that guy. I feel cheap. He said he's going to listen to the show. I'm going to confess since he's no longer here. I lied to him. Have to come back and find out what I lied about. J. Ryle Show, Wednesday edition.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Good evening. I'm Rex Smith. Here's a look at the nation's weather.
This travel weather forecast is brought to you by AccuWeather's MinuteCast, your minute-by-minute weather forecast. And, well, for much of the country, heading into the overnight, we're talking about quiet weather conditions. That's good news for traveling. Some warmth to boot as well, heading into tomorrow, but comfortable tonight as well. Seattle, Portland, upper 30s to around 40 degrees. That's along the I-5 stretch out to the PCH. Coastal regions looking high and dry as well, with only a light wind in place. Intermountain Northwest, comfortably cool. Helena, Boise, and Salt Lake City into the 30s and the 40s here, dry, which is just some great news. Head to the southwest, comfortable as well around Vegas and Phoenix. If you like the upper 60s, a little warm. Vegas, off to the southwest, a little cooler toward L.A. We're into the upper 50s here. A couple of showers over the North Plains early on, some travel delays east to west along Interstate 94, perhaps portions of Interstate 35 as well. The Front Range of the Rockies could experience a late-night delay toward Casper, but the Ark-La-Tex, the Tennessee Valley, the Gulf Coast, Interstate 40, looking to be on the quiet side of things. Southeast looks good as well under a clear sky and quiet conditions throughout the Ohio Valley and the Great Lakes. The Northeast looking great as well from D.C. to Boston. Get your minute cast from AccuWeather.com today and know when you could expect rain or snow for your exact street address.
I'm Rex Smith. 347-850-1272 is the phone number. Continue to listen to The J. Ryle Show. Have a good evening.
I'm a
in the vest. Cause if you come and get next to me, girl, share my passion. Yeah. Even with you, that's all that I'm asking. Don't make me flip or tip. Come in, my cutie pie, and be my honey.
What you talk to me, okay?
Okay. Wow. 347-850-1272 is our calling number. 347-850-1272. J. Ryle Show Wednesday edition. Glad to be with you guys. Glad you guys are sharing a part of your week with us. And of course, we're hanging out, at least I am, with some of the best in the biz. My boy, Mr. L to the E to the S. What's up, chump?
What's up, what's up, what's up? What's up, Nessa? Thank you, baby, for giving me that intro. How about that?
That wasn't Nessa, but anyway. All right, thank you. Momo Beezy.
What are you talking about? Now he done flipped over. I don't even know what's wrong with Mr. Elias no more. I don't even know what's wrong with him. Yes, J-Ryle. Momo B is here in the full effect for the whole show. I know it's why I left early last week. Mr. Elias lost his mind. He still didn't find it yet. But I'm back. I'm back. God damn it, I'm back.
Hey, watch your mouth. Or your ass going to be gone.
I know, damn, it's a curse. Now, damn it, it's a curse.
Oh, I thought you said the other one. You know, you cut so much, I thought I heard something. Okay, whatever. All right. Miss Terry, what's going on, Miss Terry?
Hey. Hey, Momo B. Nothing much.
Oh, miss you, girl. Miss you. I feel like I haven't heard from you in years.
Yeah, I know. You feeling better? Don't worry about it, Jay. You feeling better? You're welcome.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. This is not Sprint. This is not Sprint. You can call her and ask her that crap off the air. Thank you very much. Rich Sister, how the hell are you? Jesus Christ.
I'm doing great. How's everyone doing?
They're doing fine. Momo B is doing fine.
I'm good. Thank you for asking. I feel 100% back to normal. Yes.
Oh, boy. Means she must not be on medication. She's not on medication. She's not on medication. Oh, boy. Okay. That's what I was thinking. Okay, Vanessa, what's going on, girl? Vanessa.
Yes.
Hello. We know you're here. I just want you to say hi. How about that?
Hi.
Vanessa.
Oh, boy. Lord have mercy. All right, it is
Vanessa.
Vanessa.
I said, hey, Vanessa.
Hey, Momo B. How are you?
Oh, thank you. I'm good, thanks. Yeah.
Miss Rich Sister. Carrie, hi, everybody.
Hey. Hello.
What's going on? Excuse me. Hello. We're coming in after break. You haven't said the hello, please. Thank you. Jesus. What is this? What the hell is going on around here? Thank you. It is. Freaking 12 minutes after the hour. Is it or is it 7 minutes after the hour? I can't tell time. It's the J. Ryle Show. It is the Wednesday edition. 347.
It's 9, according to my clock. 9 minutes after the hour.
Hold up now. We saw your stereo, so we don't know what your clock looked like. Why don't you take a picture of that and post it? Let's see if it's one of those damn Timex watches with the big old things on them. All right, so anyway, folks. Oh, I know, Mr. Elias. I was trying to get to that. Matter of fact, well, let's just get to right now. How about that?
Look at how my Gucci is about that time.
Oh. Oh,
shit. Oh, shit. Time to go home.
Hey.
Y'all stop that. Y'all stop that.
Kill him, Mr. Elias.
I'm gone. Yeah, kill me, Mr. Elias.
Stop it.
Uh-oh. She's your... Oh, jeez. Oh. Here we go.
Because we can't do this all day.
Then I invite you to evolvestrategyteam.com.
Introducing
the one and only
Princess Audelia.
Ah, bow down. Bow down. Bow down. Hello, Dr. Princess Adi, the queen of inspiration. How are you?
Well, I am doing just fine. How is everyone?
Hey, Dr. Adi, how are you?
Hi, Dr. Princess.
Hey, I'm cool as smooth. That's how I'm doing. How's everybody?
Oh, boy, here's another been drinking. Oh, my God. Boy, I tell you what, here's another been drinking. I'm cool and smooth. I'm cool like that. I'm fat like that. I'm chill like that. What you going to do? You going to give us a rap song? Thank you,
I'm
Dr. Princess.
Like that.
Yeah, I'm fat like that. All right, thank you. All right, thank you, Dr. Princess Odea, for being here with us on a beautiful Wednesday, and God bless you, and God bless everyone who's listening to the show right now. As we continue right along, now don't forget, now coming up at the top of the hour, if you're listening on the J. King Network, it is the music business the way I see it. And if you're staying with us, it's a listening lounge. Sade will be in the lounge tonight, so that should be fun. So hang out with us. We'll listen to some Sade. She gave me the kiss of light. Ah, yeah, I can't wait to hear it. But look, it is time for the QOD, the question of the day. Hey, there's such a thing as a cough button.
I like this. Unprofessional. Rolling on ever. In.
All righty. So the QOD, the question of the day. We're asking you, okay, three things that you want right now. Not what you wanted yesterday. Not what you want in the future. Three things that your ass want right now. So that's it. 347-850-1272. The QOD, the question of the day. I want you to give me three things that you want right now. Not tomorrow. Not the next day. Right now. I'm going to say the ass. Three things, brother, that you want right now.
I want to have enough money to take care of my immediate family, like right now.
Right now. No, right now, Mr.
Right
Elias.
Now.
Right now.
And right now.
Yes. I want. Right now. That's what I want. Enough money to take care of my immediate family right now.
Okay. Two more.
That's what I want.
Two more.
Two more things. I want my family to have a health, all of them to be very healthy right now.
Guy with this. These freaks. Thank you, Mr. Elias. What a great answer. Give me one more, Mr. Elias. Jesus Christ.
For you to lose a lot of weight, like right now.
don't be wasting your wishes on something that ain't gonna happen. Ain't gonna happen. I want to rescind that on his behalf.
Hey, I have a wish. I wish Momo B has to go on mute land right now.
Gotta go.
Chance out of here.
This person
how about
has
that?
Been muted.
Now, how about that?
Hey,
yeah, uh-huh, yeah.
I take Momo B out of mute land.
No, I don't give a damn about Momo B to myself. Don't wish for something that ain't going to happen. Bring your ass back in. Uh-huh, yeah. Excuse you, Dr. Prince O.D., we haven't come to you yet. Wait your turn. Thank you very much.
I was just...
Yeah,
that was
good.
Hey,
he don't need nobody to co-sign for his ass.
Jay, let me tell you something, Jay. This is the thing, Jay. If you would have said something as raggedy and reckless as he did, I would have been sticking up for you too.
Thank you very much. Whatever. I don't know if that's a compliment or what. Okay, so three things that you want right now. Okay, Rich Sister, give me three things that you want right now. Right now.
I don't have three, just one. I'm going to eat these Oreo cookies that I got in front of me. I'm good.
Why y'all wish that? You eat the
shit. That's all I got for right now. Everything else is future.
Okay, well, thank you for playing, Rich Sister. Boy, I tell you, that was fun.
As always, thank you for playing.
Yeah, I know, right?
Here's your prize.
All right, Vanessa, give me three things you want right now. Right now.
I want somebody to call Norwegian and pay off all them damn Alaskan cruises that I got to pay for. I want all money in my account where I can just go and spend freely, and good health for my family.
Wow, those are three Oprah answers. Thank you very much. Remind me to ask those questions during the day. Jesus Christ. All right. Thank you.
Wait a minute. How is that an Oprah question that I want somebody to pay off my cruises?
Oh.
Well, that's the whole ship. Mamacita.
Oprah would just buy the whole ship, Jay.
Thank you, Vanessa. Thank you. Yes, Mr. Elias.
I want them to legalize weed right now. Right now.
Hey, man, you know what? You lost your damn mind.
Don't you enjoy it, Elias?
Move to California.
Yeah, I would.
Well, yeah, there you go. Move to California if you want that to happen right now. All right, Miss Terry, give me three things that your ass want right now.
I want enough money to take care of my family, like, right now.
He said that was awful.
I want a bottle of Hennessy to appear on my table, like, right now.
I want to tap
Jay's ass like right now, and I hope it's just my her tap.
What? I can't hear.
What did you say? Jay, you didn't catch that. Did you? You didn't catch that, so you ain't getting that.
No, I caught it, baby.
I'm just kidding. Look.
No, you're not. I know what you want, girl. Here comes. I know what you want. Right now. Yeah, right now. Shut up, Rich. Somebody talking to your ass. Right now. Yeah. You want it right now?
With that.
Here it comes. Yeah. Go on, Miss Terry. Don't be ashamed. And nobody, oh, look, we've already asked you, Rich Sister, you get to know two in a row. Other people have to go first. So sit your ass down, eat your Oreo cookies, and wait till your turn come back up. 347-850-1272 is our caller number, 347-850-1272. Miss Elias, man, who do we have on the line, Big Daddy?
My girl, Calliewood, on the line with us, brother.
Oh, damn, Calliewood swinging. What up, Calliewood?
What's going on to the TJRS Network, Miss Momo B, Miss Terry? What? Ms.
Hey.
And Miss the three things I want right now.
Yes.
The first thing is, I want Miss Terry to stop taking my answer.
Right now. Right now.
The second thing I want right now is I want
you
to see a beautiful man laying in my bed right now.
Oh, damn.
Well,
I'm only 6'1", baby.
You want my beauty? Oh, did you see that? You got the man right now.
Oh. Yes. What's the third thing, girl?
The third thing I want right now is a White Castle cheeseburger.
Ooh, now I want one of those. Ooh, that's a good one. That's a good one. Right now.
Right now.
Yeah, you were saying yuck when we were eating them when I was at home. Yeah, I heard yummy. That's the word I heard. It wasn't no yuck. It was yummy.
Once a year I eat them. And
no, because that was you too big for that. But Charlie was she good? She good on that. I'm with her on that.
Hold on. Who the hell you talking to? Who the hell you talking to?
You said you was too big.
Let me tell you something. The last time I saw pictures of your breast, hey, your ass don't need to be eating them either. So how about that?
Oh, yes, I do, boo. Yes, I do. I don't know what picture you saw, but I can eat a few. Thank you very much. My breast is a different story. I can't even go on a diet. But the rest of me, you can eat it. And we good on that one. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank
very
you very much.
Much.
Even
you ain't
lying. If I don't eat from now to next year, my breast still gonna be the same size. I can't help that. I done tried. I can't help
that.
Oh,
them my Lord.
Them puppies are there to stay. They ain't going nowhere.
Okay. Alrighty then. 347-850-1272. J. Rouse Show Wednesday
edition. Now, tell me some White Castle cheeseburgers. Thank you very much.
Right now. Alright. We're asking you folks three things that you want right now. And so, So, okay, Miss Rich Sister, you had some more. Yes, Rich Sister. Yes.
Rich Sister? How
the hell? Hold on. She has one. I'm coming to you, there, Miss Mama, next. Yes, Rich Sister.
I didn't know.
What are you talking about? I thought you wanted to know. Okay, well, the hell with it then. All right, Rich Sister, thank you very much. All right, Dr. Princess O'Dea. Uh-oh, here we go. Three things that you want right now. Oh, here we go. Hey, I want you to step up to the mic right now.
Okay.
Can't hear you.
Can you hear me better? Hear me now?
Yes,
okay.
We can. Get as close to your mouth. Yes, right now. Yes.
First of all, hello to all the ladies on the panel and also to
okay,
the
we don't care about this. You already said hi. Let's go.
I didn't mention more earlier. So anyway, what I would like right now.
Three things.
For my television show to be syndicated right now.
That's not right. Yeah, all right, okay.
Oh,
yes.
Also, what I want right now is for all of, I want for all of the programs to be funded in my company. So I can help people freely without ever having to worry about getting grants or funding or anything. I can just do it right from the corporation. We just pay it ourselves.
Okay.
What I want right now is...
One more thing.
Okay. I want for everyone to be happy. I just want everybody to love one another. Like, really, really, really be happy. Like... That would create so much. That would create prosperity financially. It would actually answer all of the desires that we all have. We have all these things that we want, but if we were all happy, meaning that we all came to a level of transformation, then you just don't know. It would just be really, really wonderful.
Thank you, Dr. Princess O'Dea, for those answers.
Yeah, isn't that sweet?
Dude,
I want to send Princess a blunt right now.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Dr. Princess O'Dea, for your answers. We are, yes. Thank you, Doctor.
When
we heed a
certain
call. We want us all to live.
The world must come together.
Hold on, Mobile. It's supposed to be a joke. Wait a minute. I'm feeling it for real. There are people dying. Thank you, Mobile. We don't need you.
And it's time to lend a hand. I sung that
for my 8th grade graduation. Thank you very much.
Did you really?
Yeah.
no comment. All right, Momo B, give me. Momo B, give me.
And as we talk about graduations, for 8th grade, I sung We Are the World, and for 12th grade, we sung Lean On Me by Chloe Newell. Hey, show I right when you walk down, and I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on. For real, word up. That's the song we sung. That's why I like Mike Bright so much. That's why I like him. What was the song? Lean On Me. Thank you, daughter. Thank you. Lean On Me for 12th grade, and then this other shit for maybe. But hey, what's up?
Thank you, Momo B. Thank you. That was. Momo B, since you're running your mouth, why don't you give us the three things you want right now?
Three things I want right now. Number one is Number two thing I want is. I want a ding dong sandwich. You know how you eat the sandwiches with stuff on it? Well, on my ding dong sandwich, I want a dollar bill, y'all. And my third thing I want is I want somebody.
Booty call. Can you help me?
I would like. I don't know use the word want because to use that word against you in the court of law. But I would like somebody to rob a bank and drop the bags off at a non-disclosed location. That I just so happen to be parked out in front of with my trunk open, ready to receive the bags and to drive off slowly in the cut, unrecognized, with my foggy license plate. You know how the police roll up to the scene and they're like, well, we tried to catch them, but we couldn't make out the license plate. Yeah, I want that to be me. Speed off in the dirt. I wish, all wrapped up into one. There we go.
Yes, thank you. Speaking of which, we will be doing that tonight in about 30 minutes.
Damn.
All righty then. Thank you, Momo B. All right, yeah, I wish too.
Yeah.
I wish we could go on break. Oh, well, we will. We'll be right back after this. It's Googly Moogly. Jesus.
I got a show for Tyree. You know how he tried to put me on blast about my show. I have the perfect show for Tyree.
What show? You got a show?
The name of Tyree's show would be The Thing Not to Do to Get a Woman. In other words, don't listen to any of his advice. But, as far as women, man, I like everything about
this
women.
Is our little
I can't narrow it down
so
a lot.
I'm going to close this box, and we're going to throw this bitch in the ocean.
I'm sorry, Robert. I'm sorry, Robert. The show is going to be called Things to Do Not to Get a Woman, because Tyree's having a hell of a problem getting one.
This is our little boundary box. We're going to close this box, and we're going to throw this bitch in the ocean.
Last move, you pulled a Reggie Miller, boy.
That must be a brother thing, man. That's a brother thing. Take up for your little brother.
Throw that
That was my bad. That's my bad, Rob. Man, so you said you love everything about a woman, huh? There's nothing wrong with a female.
Nah.
You need a woman with a sense of humor to help about with that horrible ass joke.
Oh, well, man, at least I got one.
Oh, boy.
We're going to leave that alone there, partner.
Y'all make sure y'all tune in to Black Rob Show, Black Water.
The ice is melting.
Oh, damn. Hey, stop it, Tyreek. Stop it, y'all. Hey, stop it.
If you ever get a date with Tyreek, just think about that turkey sandwich he's going to feed you.
This is our low boundary. And we're going to close this box. And we're going to throw this
thing. Stop, Rob. Stop, please. Stop. Rob Smooth, man. Final thoughts.
Don't do it.
Tyreek ever going to get a girl? Final thoughts.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Rob Smooth.
Do we have enough?
Do we have enough time for me to do it again?
I don't know.
Maybe I do. Let's see.
This is our little boundary box.
Yeah, we have time.
Hey, man. You know what? All right.
Wait.
I don't have no final thoughts.
To be a good father is the most important job in a man's life, but it doesn't have to be hard. Play catch. Go to a park or visit a zoo. Help your child with their homework. Sit down together for dinner. Ask them how their day was. Things get busy, and sometimes we all fall short, but the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today.
You better wipe that smile off your face, or I'll do it for you.
Patronize me, man, okay? You don't know what my people have been through. Please don't do it.
Mrs. Powers, I have never heard a school song like that. And I certainly never authorized you to change it. Did I? I want everyone in this school to learn that song in English and Spanish. Immediately. Take a bow, Mrs. Powers. You've rewritten our alma mater.
Welcome back, 347-850-1272, J. Ryle Show on a beautiful Wednesday. Glad you guys are in the hizzy. Oh, damn, my boy Mr. L.E.S. is up in this thing. What's up, Mr. L.E.S.? How you doing, my brother?
Who you with?
I'm with you, big dog. Believe it or not, I'm with you. Momo B's in drunk asses in the house. What's up there, Momo B?
Drunk. Lean on me. When we're not strong, I'll be your friend. I'll have you carry on, my brother, carry on.
Thank you, Momo B. That's a Grammy winner. All right, the very lovely Dr. Princess Ardelia, the queen of inspirations in the house. Hello.
I am doing absolutely awesome. Are you happy yet?
I'm happy as hell. Thank you, Dr. Princess Ardelia, for being here. Miss Terry is in the house. What's up, Miss Terry?
Hey.
Brown sugar, baby. All right, girl. Vanessa is up in this thing. What's up, Vanessa?
Hello.
Hey, what's happening, girl? Rich Sister is up in this piece. What's up, Rich Sister?
Hi, everyone.
And, of course, the very lovely Callie Wood is up in this house. What's up, Callie?
Hey, everybody. How y'all doing today?
Man, help. We have one more. We have a football team. Our damn basketball team. We play 505. What the hell's going on right now?
Yeah, you got one, though. You got one more.
Oh, no. That's royalty. Oh, damn. What's up, light skin? That's my boy. Hey, speaking of light skin, coming up at the top of the hour, if you're listening on the J. King Network, it is the music business. The way I see it, light skin man, what are you talking about tonight, my brother?
Why distribution from major labels are bad deals today.
Everybody's thinking,
I want to be with a major. I want to be with a major. No, you don't. If you want to be with a major, it means that you don't want to make no money. I'm going to talk about that.
Wow. You know what? I need to kind of sneak in and listen to that because, you know what? I've always been told that if you get the one thing you want to do is have a distribution deal with a major label because the major label will take you where they go. But you're saying that's just not the way to go.
I mean, because that used to be the deal. It was enough of a margin for you to make that money. But now, you know, the cost of CDs are down. CDs used to retail for $15.98. You buy retail now for $9.99. That's what a CD is selling for now. So everything changes in that. But the major labels still haven't dropped their fees. They still haven't dropped the cost of manufacturing. They're now cross-collateralizing physical with digital. And it's, so, you know, we're going to get into it and tell you why the deal isn't a good deal anymore.
Oh, man. Oh, that should be interesting. So, listen, folks, if you are in the music business, tune in. If you're on the J. King Network, tune in tonight. That's coming up in about less than 30 minutes from now. You can learn all about that. Should be an interesting show tonight for those young, up-and-coming artists. And, of course, if you're hanging out with us, it is the Listening Lounge. That happens at the top of the hour. But before, you know, listen, we're talking about the QOD, the question of the day. Three things that you want right now. And, plus, you know, by popular demand, we're doing another I Wish segment. That's coming up in about 15 minutes. So, Light Skin Man, since I got you, dog, give me three things, brother, that you want right now, Light Skin, right now. Not tomorrow, right now.
Money. Money. Money.
Okay. All right, that's one. Give me another. Give me two more.
I just gave you three.
Oh, you got all.
Money, don't be.
Okay.
Well, I want to say hello to Jay King. I miss you, Jay.
I miss you too, Doc.
Just want you to know, hey Doc, a lot of people at the J. King Network really liked you once they found out that you smoke weed.
Oh man!
That explains it all. That's why.
Is that Momo B?
Yes, boo. Hello, boo.
49,932.
Yes. 49,932.
Oh. Yes. I love it.
Thank you.
Thank
you. Yo, J. King, thank you for your support, boo. Thank you for your support. Keep it up.
Oh, man. Woo. All righty then. All right. It is Wednesday. I've said that before. Midweek for all my German speaker friends out there. Glad you guys are here. Listen, the QOD, the question of the day. Three things that you want right now. So now, we asked Dr. Princess Aldea. We asked Caliwood. Vanessa, we asked her. Rich sister wanted some damn Oreo cookies. I don't know what kind of damn answer that was, but whatever. Momo B, you know, she wants. We knew breaking the law would be a part of the three things. Why would you want to include that in your three things? But hey, whatever. Mr. LES gave us his answer. Okay, I guess I'm the last one. Three things that I want right now. Right now, I want a piece of ass. Right now. Right now, I want a radio show. I want it right now. Oh, damn. I do. Right now. Right now. I do. Right now, I do. Right now. Another thing that I want right now is I want a, right now. I could go for a White Castle burger right now. I could. White Castle is delicious. I could go for a White Castle burger right now. I wouldn't mind having my hands on a White Castle burger right now. And the third thing that I would want right now is I would want to be in Aruba right now. You know, speaking of which, I'm glad I said that. You know what? Listen, guys. Seriously, listen to this. There's an opportunity for people to join us, me and Mr. LES, in Aruba. Now, we're going to give you more details on that. Yes, in Aruba. A 10-bedroom house in Aruba. We're going to give you information on this. This Saturday, we'll give you all the information. You give us, you shoot us an email at thejrileshow@live.com, thejrileshow@live.com. We'll send you pictures of the villa that we'll be staying. It's a private villa. and you can hang out with me. Okay, I don't know why you're laughing, but you're going to have some money, though. You can hang out with me and Mr. L.E.S. Mr. L.E.S., why is she laughing?
Yeah. I'm laughing. I'm
going to
tell you why I'm laughing.
So look, what's so damn funny?
You said... You can hang out. If you
send
us some money, you can hang out with me and Mr.
Oh, you damn right. We're not paying for it.
No, I'm just saying. Okay, well, boom. So what if nobody send you no goddamn money because you and Mr. Elliott by yourself around?
Put your mics off. No cursing. Bye. All right, so any damn way. So bottom line is that you... If you want, can hang. Listen, it's like anything else. We're not. If you want to hang out with Tom Joyner on the Tom Joyner Morning Cruise, your ass is buying a damn ticket. We ain't paying for the damn ticket. The hell is wrong with y'all? But if you want to hang with us in close quarters, coming up in October of this year, we'll give you the information. It is as simple as that.
Wouldn't that be nice? Maybe we could have, as the president of the Get Together Club,
well,
I suggest that, well...
Hello! Am I there?
Hold on. You're the president of the Get Together Club. Is this one of these groups you made after you came out of prison?
Now you know when we get out of jail, Dr. Fred has got that Get Together Club.
Oh damn! That's funny. Oh, the Get Together Club. Yeah, well, that's supposed to be her thing, to Get Together Club. All right, so anyway, coming up Saturday, we'll give you some information on that. If you want to hang out with us, by all means, you can. Now, and 10 days. 10 days, right, Miss Ellie? It's what, 10 days?
Yeah, I think so, man.
All right, 10 days.
Hold on, why do I want to hear my question?
No,
because,
go ahead, Moby.
Because if you curse, your ass going on mute.
You. Okay, well,
so now,
okay, I'm
what?
Not going to curse no more. God forbid I say what did I say last time? I don't know, but
I don't know.
I say that before. But, okay, you don't know exactly because it wasn't that serious. However, I'm going to ask you this.
Yes.
I got to pay to hang out with you and Mr. Elias. That's what I want to know.
Yes.
I want to get together
group. But all the cops... I was gonna come.
You say light skin?
I was gonna come until I found out that Dr. Princess had a kleptomaniac and the thieves and stuff. Now your wallet got stolen, credit cards missing.
Oh damn!
You said that it's ten rooms, right?
Well, we can get more. Right now, we have a ten room villa.
Mama, you gotta pay. You gotta hang out with him and Mr. Elias.
Yeah,
you don't have to.
Yeah.
You can stay your broke ass at home. How about that?
The way you worded it
was
hilarious to me.
Well, I'm glad you're laughing.
To me, I don't care. Nobody else find it funny, but I find it hilarious.
Well,
and when is it?
It's going to be in October, light skin.
October what?
I got the person sending me all the information. Matter of fact, I know she sent it today. He sent it today. I just haven't had a chance to look at it. I'll put all that information out Saturday. I'll call you and let you know. But I'll put it out there on Saturday. So if you want to hang out, by all means, you can hang out with us. We're going to have a great time.
Hang out.
I don't care. Hey, so if you can't afford it, stay your ass at home.
Can I smoke weed, drink?
Can you smoke? Is it legal in Aruba?
It ain't got to be legal nowhere. I'm saying, can I smoke weed?
Oh,
I'll get it there. Don't trip. Don't trip.
Hey, darkness.
Yes.
I would just say yeah at that and just let her be on her own from there. I mean,
I'm just saying we're going to kick it with you and L.E.S. I got to be high. And then if Princess comes, I got to be high.
I don't like the tone of this. Yes, Vanessa.
No.
Now listen to this, Darkness. Now what if Dr. Princess is having to get together group? What if Dr. Princess is having to get together group to meet with y'all in Aruba to do some type of plan to break out one of the big wigs, the mean girl with her girlfriend, while she's in prison up in there? Because you're gonna be accessory to that crime. Better watch who you invite to this castle.
Let me tell you something. I don't believe that. I think only one or two people that's right amongst us right now that may possibly be there. I don't think the rest of them showing up. So that's how
I'm
I feel.
You'll
be there.
And I'll
be there.
So what you trying to say? The broke people ain't going? That's what you're trying to say. Because you sure did
say,
oh, Jay King will be there, but nobody else. Yeah, okay. We see what's up. That's cool. That's all right.
I didn't say that. I did not say that.
Yeah.
You said that. All right, anyway, yes, Vanessa was trying to say something.
And I don't
Vanessa,
even know. I don't even know why he was saying things like that. I don't
okay,
know
no, excuse me. Hello. Hello.
Excuse
yes,
me,
Vanessa.
Hello.
Yes, Vanessa.
I was just looking up flights to see how much they cost. So I was just wondering, did you have any dates in mind?
No, I'll have that for you on Saturday, sweetheart. I know you'll be there, too.
He's so funny because
he know you'll be there, Vanessa.
Mama B.
Yes,
Mama
Vanessa.
B, I can do 6 people on a coupon for 20% off the ticket.
Oh, No.
Let them get their own damn on. Check this out. There's a chance that if we do, you and Mr. LAS will be rubbing balls together. So
You know what? She's a damn comedian. That's what her ass needs to be. Oh, no, she didn't. Hey, bring her ass back in here, Miss Elias. Oh, that hell for that boy. She said we're gonna be rubbing, cannolis. Oh, damn.
No,
that's cold blooded.
My point is, if I'm trying to plan something, I want as many people to come as possible. So if somebody say, "Oh, I got this and that going on," I'm not gonna say, "Oh, no." Why do I want to say that? Okay, bring them on. Bring everybody. What is it to you? Jay, okay, what is it to you if I pay full price or not? You're not getting none of the money. So what do you have? That's my point. Why would you say that? Oh, no, Vanessa. You ain't getting none of the profit of me spending money on full price or JetBlue or Robin and Harold. So shut up.
JetBlue.
You sound stupid.
She said JetBlue. Thank you, Momo.
No,
oh, my Lord.
I get blue all the time from here to New York and back. What's the problem with JetBlue?
Oh.
Now, they got the TVs and the headrest. Yes, wow.
Oh, damn. Oh, hey, this is a beautiful segue into this. Oh, God.
God damn it.
Heavenly City.
Oh, your mic off.
Every hood and every block.
Oh.
Get on America.
All right, folks, it is time for us to play the I Wish game. It's a segment that we do that people love, and I'll start it off, as I always do. I wish that I had Sergeant Smith cronolis. All right, Mr. Elias, man, what do you wish for, Mr. Elias?
I wish that... I wish that you and I had
you and I had our hair back, man. How about that?
What kind of deal? Thank you, Mr. Elias. All right, Miss Terry, what you wish for, baby? Oh, Lord.
Oh, God. I wish you would save me and my mobile escort dog. Play some phone the hell up. That's what I'm saying. The week all went.
Thank you. Thank you, Miss Terry. Oh, my God. Rich sister, what do you wish for, Rich sister?
I wish for you a tan jacket for every day that you're in.
Oh, yo. Okay, thank you, Rich sister. Jesus. Oh, God. I wish you stopped telling tan jacket jokes. They have run their damn course. Thank you very much. All right, Vanessa, what do you wish for?
I wish I had a steak, potatoes, and some steamed green beans and a strawberry daiquiri with an extra shot of vodka on top right now.
Thank you very much, Vanessa. All right, Dr. Princess Adia, what do you wish for?
Oh, boy.
No. I wish.
I wish you were here closer to the mic like you do on Saturday nights.
I wish that you were not so corny. I wish
that
you were not
so corny. Oh, thank you, Dr. Princess Aldea. Thank you very much. That was a good wish. Sit your ass down. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, Callie Wood, what you wish for, baby?
Now, I don't want Jackie to get mad at me, but I wish Rich's sister would stay awake when we go out at night.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Don't quit on me, don't quit on me.
Last but certainly not least, the K. Light skin, man, what you wish for, big dog?
I wish I had been there that first night when Dr. Princess went to jail and seen who her mean girlfriend was.
Oh, all right, folks. That is our wish. Oh, man.
What about me?
Oh,
you forgot
about Mama B. I'm sorry. Okay. Damn, don't shoot me. All right, Mama B, baby. Give me a wish, girl.
Hello, where's the beat?
Huh? Where's the beat? What the hell are you talking about? Hey, look, now, hell no. Give me a wish, Momo.
Why am I getting I wish, beat. Why?
I'm going to
come up
after you do it.
Can
you not hear it?
No.
Oh,
I
can hear
it now. No, we're not.
Here.
Let me turn it up for you, Momo B. There it is. Hear it now?
Okay, yeah, now hear it. Now go. Nobody can get
stressed. She didn't even do nothing.
She wants to hear the music,
and
she makes a wish.
Yes, go ahead.
What? You mean sing what?
Say it again. It's your wish.
Mama, hold on. Mama B want it right. Y'all leave Mama B alone. Yes, Mama B, baby. What's your wish, girl?
Yeah, I wish people stop fighting on Mama B like I ain't got no style. And they want to know my wish. This is what I wish. Y'all crazy right now. Y'all crazy when I know I'm not the one that's crazy. That's my whole wish.
Thank you, Momo B. There it is, folks. Another thing of I wish.
Bullshit.
Poop your guard. All right, so listen, folks. On the J King Network, listen, guys. We love you. We appreciate you. We'll see you a week from today. Enjoy the rest of your week. Be safe. Coming up next, it is the music business, the way I see it. Coming up on the J King Network, and we're only minutes away, folks, from the the Listening Lounge. That's coming up next in a few minutes. So, Mr. Elias, now we will be putting the information out once again about the trip. And if you want to be down, I'm going to tell you, it ain't cheap. But, hey, if Vanessa can hook everybody up, Vanessa, hook them up. The Mo,
the merrier, no pun intended. All right, so what do you need from everyone, Vanessa, so you know who to bring, or what do people need to do for your little, for your coupon situation that you got going on there?
You know what, I just looked at the tickets and I was guessing dates. I just said Thursday. Well, this is out of Houston, so I mean, it would be different because it's for each person where they live.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So from Houston, it's $212 to go.
Damn, that's it?
Yeah, and then from there back, it's $395 because you're going to be paying their charges for the airport. But even if it's $600, you're still getting 20% off of $600.
Yeah, that
20%
bad.
Off of $600 is $120, so it makes you $480.
That's right. That's right. Round
that ain't
trip.
Bad. Dang,
so,
wow, really?
Who's coming the furthest? Who, Momo B's in Florida.
She's in Florida.
I'm in California. I'm in California.
Yeah, light skin and Miss Cherry's in California.
Light skin could pay for his own ticket. Now let's go to Miss Cherry.
Look, light skin
can just scoop me up.
Y'all get off my boy. Get off my boy. Sorry, so listen now. So
light skin is on tour, so he'd probably be there anyway. And we all gonna see that.
Hey, darkness. You know, yeah. we're gonna be in Montego Bay,
see?
Club Nouveau, July 4th with Tommy Davidson. July 4th and 5th, Club Nouveau, Tommy Davidson, cameo. You should come hang out with us.
Ooh. Where is this?
Montego Bay. You and LES should come. It's gonna be a nice.
Did y'all hear how he flipped that?
What about the rest of us?
LES.
Okay, get out of here. Okay, she gone. Don't bring her back. Do not bring her back. Don't bring her back because she cousin too much. Hold up. He didn't say that y'all couldn't come. Y'all get up off him.
He invited you and Mr. LES. He said you and Mr. LES should come.
Oh, okay, Ann.
I'm not in y'all pocket like that. I know me and LES and Darkness, we cool like that. If y'all can come too, it's gonna be a great thing. I'll give you guys the information. I'll give it to them. But you know, don't get all bunched up in the panty area.
Yeah. Why can't we come?
I know. Y'all can come.
Who the hell you mean you got special privilege? Yeah, you better be talking to Vanessa about getting them coupons. Hey, how can I get the hookup? Hey, that's what you need to be doing. Why the hell you messing around? Okay, all right. So coming up, we'll get. You know what? That's a good idea, man. July 4th.
Yeah.
What day is that on?
I'm gonna be there from the 3rd through the 6th. I believe it's a Friday.
Mr. LES, you down with OPP, dog?
I'll give you guys all the information.
Okay. Mr. LES, you down with OPP?
I'm good. I'm gonna get everybody the information. I'll give you the information, Darkness. You give it to everybody so I don't get cut with a Ginsu knife.
I know, because these jokers crazy. Why can't we come? What's wrong with our luggage? Why, we own Bermuda shorts. I can put on a damn swimsuit. Okay, y'all can come. It's no big deal. Calm down.
Calm it down.
I like full slash that, baby. I'm down.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, man, we down. So, look, I our summer's planned then. Our summer is planned. We have something to do in the summertime, and we have something to do in the wintertime. So, coming up Saturday, once again, I'll give information to you. The trip now, we got to pay for the villa. So, I'll have all that information for you. And if you're down, if you really want to get down, let us know. Now, listeners, I'm going to tell you this. I'm not sure if a listener wants to come or not. We want to try to take care of our family first. Nothing against y'all, but I'd rather hang out with the fam first before we bring y'all in. So, but
yeah, you better check out the business. You might get a hater out there, and then we all out there stuck. No.
We ain't got no hater. Cause I'm going to tell her. We whoop ass. We whoop ass. Mm-hmm. And we ain't worried about that.
Okay.
We whoop ass. That's what damn show. I tell you what, listen, I wish a listener would show up and try to make some mess. Boy, we would whoop that ass. I'm telling you now.
I don't whoop ass.
If you listen to the sound of our voice.
I chew a stab. I don't whoop ass.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. Somebody going to get knocked the F out. Come if you want to. Try some mess. See, now you done got me all swollen up. I'm ready to fight somebody
now. Why you fighting on the listeners ain't said nothing?
No, but it was Terry. Terry said, well, the listeners may show up, and they may be crazy. I wish somebody would try to show up and act crazy. Oh, Lord have mercy, Jesus.
You done got
all the family may show
nothing.
Up and be crazy. You talk about the
listeners.
One of the family may show up and be crazy.
Well, that's true. I, yeah, you ain't lying.
You see what happened to Benzino when they showed up for the
yep.
for the funeral.
That's funny. Oh, damn.
What happened?
Benzino got shot by his nephew. Rat-a-tat-tat
yeah.
put the food on his bag.
Yes. Yes. Like, yes.
I got to get ready for my show, y'all.
All right, man. Appreciate you.
Love
you, dog. We'll see you. And you know us, folks. We're going to step out and take a quick break. We'll be back with the Listener Lounge. More information about this trip with Sirius is a heart attack. If you want to be down with OPP, yeah, you know me. You can come hang out with us. We'll be right back after
this. You are listening to the PJRS Radio Network.
Sir, have you seen this girl?
Hello, friends. I'm Jay, the host of The Jay Rouse Show and the serious side of The Jay Rouse Show. And it's time for another edition of Have You Seen Me? Where we put the spotlight on missing children of color. Tonight we're heading to South Carolina. The Spartanburg County Sheriff's Office is trying to find a missing woman who may not be on her medication for depression. Nicole Goodlett, 28, of Lavallee Drive, was reported missing on Wednesday by her parents. Her parents tell investigators Nicole suffers from depression and may not have medication with her. Goodlett is 5'10", she weighs 130 pounds. She may have straight or curly hair. Deputies have no information on what type or color of clothing she was wearing. Nicole is also known as Alizé or simply Zay to her friends. The family released a statement Wednesday asking for your help. No person of interest has been identified or no one has reported seeing our daughter, it stated. We are asking everyone in the region to help with the search. We want the community to know who she is, know her story, so you can help get her home safely to her children. The family says it will take the support of the community to find answers. Anyone with information on finding Nicole Goodland is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 1-888-CRIME-SC. That's 888-274-6372. Once again, our number is 888-274-6372, or you can call 911 or call your local law enforcement agency. We pray for the safe return of this beautiful young lady. We pray for her family tonight. If you know of someone who you'd like to see featured on Have You Seen Me, all you have to do is pick up the phone right now and leave the information with one of our producers. The number is 347-850-1272, 347-850-1272. Or if you're listening to this in a rewind, all you have to do is go to email. Send us an email at thejryleshowatlive.com. That's thejryleshowatlive.com. Or you can go to Facebook to our TJRS Radio Network page. Leave the information there. Or you can contact me direct on Facebook at JAYRIL. We pray for the safe return of all people missing regardless of color. And until next time, I'm Jay Ryle, and you've been listening to Have You Seen Me? Where we focus our attention on missing people of color. Take care.
Somewhere in America, a mother is crying.
A family is torn.
A child is lost.
Missing. Or even abducted.
We need your help.
Contact your local police station for a listing of missing children in your area,
or log on to www.missingkids.com
to obtain further information regarding missing children in your local community.
What is the next face you see?
Maybe a child that will need your help.
Help support America's missing!
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
yo, what up, what up? It's Kel Spencer, the Brooklyn Spartan.
It's your boy Dennis Lucky Taylor.
We have the one and only Garage. Now, listen,
I'm here. I'm so happy to be with you. Thank you very much. You guys are hungry. I want to cook for you.
Tony Woods would be in the house tonight.
Ain't no knock-knock, who there, you know. Knock-knock, who there? I got a doorbell, man. What you ringing? What you knocking on the door for, sucker?
Yeah, when I'm in Houston, H-Town, Texas, you know what I'm saying?
I'm listening to the Jerry H. Show. Man, them jokes will kill you.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Monica Blair, all the way from Detroit.
When I'm chilling at the crib, just doing what I do, I'm listening to the J. Ryle Show.
Please believe it. What's up, everybody? This is Cy Smith, and when I'm in my hotel room all by myself and my batteries have gone dead.
Excuse me. Oh, no, he didn't.
What you talking about?
I tune into Jay on the J. Ryle Show.
Rewind.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
This is something that I've been working on for a while, and I was hoping that a certain someone would be here tonight.
All right, here we go.
It's funny what you can do in front of a room full of people that you can't even see you do in front of one person. It is the color of light, the shape of sound high in the evergreens. It lies suspended in hills, a blue line in a red sky. I am looking at sound.
Welcome to the Listening Lounge. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the music.
All right, folks, it's Wednesday, and every Wednesday it is the Listening Lounge on the J. Ryle Show. I tell you, we're going to run over tonight, folks, so we're going to lose some of the live audience, but we'll be back in time doing Wrap It Up to say goodbye to you. And doing the lounge, first of all, tonight in the lounge, Mr. Elias, we have some Sade going on tonight, my brother.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to Sade, man. You know, I love Sade.
Uh-huh. Now, for those of y'all, we just talked about this trip. We're going to go, if you have Facebook connectivity during the Listener Lounge, I'll be posting pictures of the villa. So if you want to hang out with me and my boy, we'll be posting pictures on our TGRS Radio Network Facebook page, so you can go out there and take a look at them. All right, Mr. Elias, what time is it, my brother?
Time to do the get down. Let's get to it, baby.
All right, here we go.
Thank you.
something nice and wrap it up. Wrap it up.
Hold up. Wait a minute. Let us put some bullshit.
All right, folks. I told you we'll be able to come back and say something to you before we shut it down for the night. All right, look. For those who are interested, we have posted the pictures of the villa out there on Facebook, the TGRS Radio Network Facebook page. You can go out there and take a look at them and see if you want to be a part of the mix. Vanessa has volunteered, like Vanessa's going to try to hook us up when it comes to airline tickets. So, yeah. So get a chance, go take a peek and see if it's something. Now, Saturday, I'll tell you all about it. And I tell you, Miss Elias, lady by the name of Katie said she wants to go. I'm going to have to check this out because, maybe I should have just told everybody privately instead of
because
announcing
you,
it on the air.
You announced all the widows. They told all
Katie that
you
think
so? She'll come. You're so crazy. Mm-hmm. What's wrong with you?
Hey, go to hell. How about that?
So,
I'm telling you, you'll get somebody crazy.
They talking about, it's 10 people. You're going to get 10 widows. It's going to be you, Michelle, and 10 widows. And don't come calling me. Don't come calling
me. Hey, we fight, though, baby. Don't bring it here. We fight. We'll fight your way.
All
right, so anyway.
Sure,
but, you know,
it,
we'll see, though. I mean, listen, if the interest is there.
1 minute left.
Oh. We'll wrap it up. All right, if the interest is there, we'll look into possibly maybe getting another place. So we'll see. We'll see how it shakes out. You know, I've always wanted to meet some of the people who listen to the show. So I think this will be pretty cool, Ms. Elias. What do you think?
Oh, well, hey, you know.
Ms. Elias like, wait a minute. What they said is right.
Elias. You want to meet some of the people tag? You want to meet some of the people tag?
Yeah, yeah.
That's not how he announced it. He was just like, yeah, everybody, come on, come all. We're going to have a barbecue over here. Everybody
bring
some meat.
I was laughing. I'm like, who does that?
A barbecue.
Four, three. Am I my brother's keeper? Yes.
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our company.
Maybe I should say something nice then.
So we already did this. Hey, what the hell's going on? I thought we already said that. Okay, how about if we just go to last call music? How about that? Oh, my God. All right, it is time for our final thoughts. I didn't know that was going to happen. Live radio, baby. All right, look, anyway, we'll talk about it on Saturday, I guess, and we'll go from there. All right, it's time for our final thoughts. And, hey, Callie, well, why don't you go first? Jesus Christ.
Right, well, thank you. Thank you for letting me go first. First, I want to say thank you to everybody on BTR. We made history. I interviewed 23 people in five and a half hours between Friday night and Saturday night for Reality Rally. And if you can join us this Saturday night, it'll be a rerun show and a rewind show on Saturday, on Friday and Sunday. But this Saturday live, I'll have the Women's of Survivor, Australia, Nicaragua, Amazing Race. We'll be at Reality Rally 5 with over 120 reality stars. So come out and join us on Caliwood. And just go to www.cassandracalloway.com. And I want to say to everybody in this chat room, on this phone, TGRS, I love you guys. Momo B, Jackie, Miss Dr. O, Jay, you know what? I just want to wrap myself up in that leather jacket. Mr. L.E.S., everybody else, big sister.
Love you,
Callie. I'm wrapped. I'm done.
Yeah, thank you, Callie Wood. I want you to get wrapped up in it too, girl. Yeah, you in that dress you had on the red carpet.
You will never see the light of day ever.
Wait
till y'all see. All right, wait till you see what I'm gonna wear this weekend.
I can't wait. Take all the pictures of the world, girl. I can't wait.
Calloway.com.
All righty then. All right, Vanessa, baby, give me your final thoughts, girl.
Vanessa, I miss y'all on Saturday. Hope y'all have a great show. Maybe I can tune in. Love y'all. Have a good week.
Ooh, love you too, girl.
Woo.
Especially you get them discount plane tickets, baby. We love you, baby. Southwest
Happy
Airlines.
You.
Hey, look, no baggage fees.
You were calling the Raggedy Airline earlier. You said
I didn't call the Raggedy Airline. Stop lying to yourself. Stop lying to yourself. All right, thank you, Miss Elias. Whatever. All right, Rich Sister, final thoughts.
Great show tonight. Just want to welcome everybody again to check out my new website. If you want to know any information about me, about Thoughts for Vision, check it out, www.JackieAP.com. Check it out. Take care. Have a good night.
All right. Miss Terry, final thoughts, girl.
Great show. I just wanted to put something out there real quick. I went over to Tagged and reactivated my account, and all I have to say is there's a lot of thirsty men over at Tagged. Stop putting your phone number in my message. Thank you.
Oh, damn. Hey, welcome, baby. Welcome on board, baby. Welcome on board. Welcome back. All right. Momo BZ in the Heezy, final thoughts.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much. Momo B is here to say that this Friday, April 11th at 10 p.m. sharp Eastern time, the explosion featuring the evolutionary Momo B is back in effect. Yes, 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 yes. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh,
Friday,
damn.
Coming up. Yes, 10 p.m. Eastern. I don't know what time it is, Central or
Eastern
or Western. I'm telling you right now. Right now, here on the J. Rowell Show, that's what I'm telling you. Oh, is it only an hour? What? Okay, boom, there we go.
Yeah.
9 p.m. Central Time. All you J. Rowell listeners is here on his time, 9 p.m. Here we go, the explosion. Phone number, 917-889-7866. 917-889-7866. Call on Friday. The topic is... to forgive or not to forgive.
Ooh.
That is the question. Yes.
Oh, damn.
I'm bringing it. You know, I've been gone for a minute. Now I'm back with the jump off. Yes.
Oh, damn.
Mumbo bees in the thing. I miss y'all as much as y'all miss me. It's going down right here. Live.
Like four flat tires. We down, baby. Oh, damn. Oh, yeah. So that's coming up Friday. Can't wait. All right, we're 23 seconds out. We're going to go over, folks, with our goodbyes. But for those who all we're going to lose the live audience, God bless you. We love you. We'll see you on Saturday. All right, we'll continue our final thoughts. Dr. Princess Idea, final thoughts, baby.
I thought you had forgotten about me. I'm like, excuse me. Well, first of all, congratulations to Mr. And then I want to just read a little quote that I had done just not too long ago.
Okay.
It says, hello, what was that?
I said okay.
Okay. The choice that you have in your life is to use your story as your vehicle to your prosperity. There is so much power in your story. Don't be ashamed of your past. Don't be ashamed of your choices. Know that every choice that you've made, there is a purpose for it. Know that every choice that you've made, it is definitely a stumping ground for your next level. And it's all good. I want everyone to don't forget. We have a new format coming on Transforming Detroit starting May 11th, and that is Sunday, May 11th, Sunday morning at 11 a.m. on WADL, and that's for all of you who are in Michigan and in Canada. Also, don't want you to forget, you can also visit TransformingDetroitTV.com to see some of the archives, as well. I want you to join my new Twitter That is Princess Idilia underscore. Princess
okay.
Idilia with O-D-I-L-I-A underscore.
All right.
Don't forget to join me on Facebook.
Thank
and
you.
Bountifulgroup.com is the corporate
All righty.
Website. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Next time, put the mic up to your mouth like you used to. We can't hear that mess. All right, so Miss LDS, man, final thoughts, y'all.
Thank you for coming out. God bless. Good night.
All right, listen, folks. Once again, go to Facebook. Go to Facebook. The information's out there. It's out there. Go check it. Take a look at it. We'll get back with more details on Saturday. Mr. LDS, brother. Can we shut it down, my brother? My brother.
By all means, my brother. Let's shut it down.
Uh-oh. Coming up next is, you know, this is a pretty good little thing here. Ron Smooth and Dr. Princess Aldea. You know what? I'm enjoying that a little bit, what she just dropped. Oh, but anyway, it's a pretty damn good little thing that they do at the end. So anyway.
Hold on.
What? What are you holding up the show for? What are you doing? This guy said, hold on.
I don't think he was talking to us. Were you talking to us?
Okay, so we can shut it down.
Yeah, he was talking to the lady that's dumbing him down. Right?
Okay, all right. Okay, well, he wasn't talking to us then. All right, so for Momo Beezy, for Callie Wood, for Miss Terry Vanessa, Rich Sister, Mr. L.E.S., Dr. Prince's Idea, I'm Jay. God bless you. Have fun in the sun. Later, please.
The homeboy said, hold on.
He was jumping on it. Come on, baby. Come on.
Are the ladies running the house now? Is it all about the ladies now? The J and the
yes.
Run?
Yes. Yes. No, they laugh. They laugh. They always leave. Yes. Jay laughs.
Right.
You know, Miss Elliot's busy, and Jay jumped off right about now. But, yeah, that was funny to me. What? Yes. Ooh, my
what's
heart
going
hurts.
On, ladies? What's going on, ladies? So we got the ladies in the house right now.
Callie Wood, what's good with you, my sister? You do your live shows. Yeah, I've been trying to catch you, Callie Wood. I've been trying to catch you. But I can never do it. I don't know what's the problem. Please tell me what the problem is.
The problem is you need to stop drinking. My show is...
No, let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you something right now. If that's the problem, then there ain't no fixing that.
There ain't no problem.
Ain't no correcting that. It is what it is. I see you when I see you. No, Callie Wood, don't front, because I've been asking you for the past couple of weeks. He's like, it's recorded. It's not live show. Next week,
I can't
project into the future. I take it week by week. I hit you up, and it's going
and you
down.
Know what, and you know what? On the real, on the Callie Wood After Dogs, and Rich Sisters in the House can test that, you know, we've been putting in so much, it's been, like, kind of hard to do a live Friday show, so we've been just really live on Saturdays. But after we finish with Reality Rally, we're going to take a week off. We got a bunch of stuff, because I talked to Tammy Roman from Basketball Wise. I spoke to Nia Long today, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm going to come back, you know, but it's like, you know, it's kind of difficult, you know, doing what we do, how we do it, the way we do it. But I will be live. We're live. Put it like this. We're live every Saturday. For right now.
Okay, so every Saturday, what time?
Let me give her her time before she asks.
Yeah, Eastern.
Yeah, I'm going to hit you with that. That will be 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. your time.
In the afternoon? That's the whole problem right there.
You miss it.
I can't do the daytime thing. Yeah,
I'd be busy.
No, boo. I'm working. I got 3 jobs, okay? I'm a single mom. I got 3 jobs. So I don't be home in the daytime at all, no time.
If I ever see you in the chat room and I ever see you...
I said, except when I call in sick.
Let me finish.
Okay, finish. Go ahead.
In the chat room, So everything in the chat room on the phone line, I know you called in sick to work. And I should be honored that you're there. So, let me finish. Yo, Terry and Momo B, did y'all check out what me and Rich just put? Oh, come in. Oh, I got somebody knocking at my door right now. Yo, Randy, hold on. Did y'all check out the show that I put down? Wait, hold on. I got to put on a shirt. One second, Randy. did you guys check it here?
TMI. TMI.
TMI. All right, so this is what we do. I'm going to do like this. Did you guys check out the 23 interviews that I did over the weekend? And I'm going to mute myself for 3 seconds. I'm going to be right back so I can handle this business.
No, this weekend, no, I didn't. I didn't even know nothing about
it. Where'd she post them at, on her page?
Because we did, in preparing for a reality rally this weekend, we had a total of 23 guests within the two shows. Majority of them were reality rally participants from the different reality shows who are going to participate in the rally this weekend. Mm-hmm. So it's great, and we're repeating it all week long. Like tonight's show is going to be, and it's coming on at 8 p.m. Pacific time, 11 p.m. Eastern time tonight. The one tonight is being repeated, the one we did Friday, and the one from Saturday will be repeated tomorrow. So we're just repeating them back to back all week.
So the one from Friday is going to be on.
In fact, in less than 30 minutes from now.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. So I'll catch it now. After we get through with this, I'll just go right into that.
I don't mean to cut off Rich Sister, because you cut off Rich Sister on the air, let me tell you, get some other stuff in the private chat. But
don't do that, because she just told us something legit right now that we can just tune into right after this. So that's what's up.
Right. And on Saturday, we'll be live from Reality Rally. So from 9 a.m., from 9 to 12, we'll be live, and then we'll take a break, and then from 1 to 4. So it's going to be ridiculous. So, yo, Jay, tell them about Reality Rally real quick, and I'm about to get Randy out of my house.
Well, Reality Rally, it is an event that's put on by Jillian Larson. She's been doing it for 4 or 5 years now, where she does this game. It's a game similar to what they do on The Amazing Race. And she has different reality stars come out and participate in, like, race with challenges. And that's the main thing that's done on Saturday when they do the main race. But they're also going to have some other events because it's the whole weekend. Friday, they're going to have their start-off reception. They're going to have a casino reception. And then Saturday will be the race, the challenge race, and also the red carpet event. And on Sunday, they're going to have a breakfast with all of the celebrity chefs from the different reality shows. So we're looking forward to a great time. If you want to check out all the info, you go to their website, www.realityrally.com, to check out any info you need. And it's a fundraiser. It's a breast cancer fundraiser. They're raising funds. It's a breast cancer resource center called Michelle's Place. So it's on behalf of, they're raising these funds for Michelle's Place. So it's a great cause. So,
we'll
be there this weekend, all weekend long.
That sounds good. So all that is on the www.realityrally.com.
Yeah, that's the website if you want to just look at what's going on there this weekend. Just about to learn the events and the whole thing. You can check out what's going on.
Cool.
Cool.
Right, and you can, and the only the only day you guys will ever be able to hear us live will just be Saturday. And the only reason why I'm doing that is because this is the first year we have been able to be there for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So on Friday, we go to Michelle's place where they have a press conference, and then they have the casino thing, and then Saturday we do the event, and then Sunday we do the breakfast. But for the last two years, I've just been able to go just to Reality Rally on Saturday. So what I'm also doing, which is different, is normally when I do the show, I'm just staying in the court of the people and the sponsors, and my whole main thing was just getting stuff to give away to you guys on the air. But what I'm doing this year is I'm actually going to be a part of the race. So, you know what I'm saying? So I'm taking you into Reality Rally. It's like I'm taking you into a Survivor, an Amazing Race, and taking you to the checkpoint. So you'll get to experience what these 120 celebrities are doing. And I'm also
right.
the host bringing them back. So from 9 to 12, you'll hear interviews. And then from 9 to 12, you hear interviews. And then at 11 o'clock, they start. And from 12 to 1, we'll take a break. And then from 1 to 4, we'll go live so you can hear what I did. You know, you can hear me bringing everybody back. We won't be taking any live calls from 1 to 4. We might take some between 9 and 12. But I'm telling you, the winners of Survivor, Australia, Nicaragua, Cold. And here's the deal, you guys. When you listen to the show, it may sound like I watch these shows all day long. I only watch them 2 weeks before it's time to do Reality Rally. Like, I was talking, I was like, yo, you would think I was a Survivor and Amazing Race fanatic. It's going to be fun. And the fact that Jackie's going, and we're going without any drama this year, you know.
Thank you, Jesus.
No, you know how I know we're not going with any drama? First of all, what happened to Dr. Princess Odelia? Isn't this her show?
This is Sister after the J. Ryle show is ended. So whatever sisters hang around after the show, that's what show it is. It's not one particular sister's show, okay? It's whoever want to stick around and talk after the show is sister. That's what it is. So if there's no sisters, then it ain't no show. If it's one sister and one sister decides to do the show, like Dr. Princess Odelia normally does by herself because nobody else want to talk, then she just do it. But it's not her quote-unquote show, no. But it is a sister show. So whatever the sisters got to do, whatever the sisters got going on, just like you got something going on and you want to talk about it. That's what's up.
Okay. So, no, because I just realized that we've been running our mouths for about 15 minutes and I haven't heard so I just want to
make sure. Ain't no problem. You got something going on, say what you got going on, because other than that, if she start talking, she ain't talking about nothing really, so whatever. You got something to say it. Don't be scared. Don't be bashful. Don't be shy. Talk what you want to talk, because this is some important information I'm hearing right now, unlike the usual.
Now, you want some more information? Now, check this out, right? Is Miss Terry still on the phone, too? Or is it just me and Rich and it's cool.
I think Terry's still here.
I thought she was. We might have lost, but that's cool. So check this out, guys. I am not only now... I'm about to be the superstar runway model at 50, all right? Because listen to this. I have agreed to walk the runway. Not once.
Not once, but drum roll, please.
But twice. So on April 19th, I'm walking the runway at, for Ozzie Davis, and it's a place on Melrose, and it's, De La Fashion, Ozzie Davis is the lady that dressed me for the Oscars. Once she saw me in the dress for the Oscars, she was like, you have to do my fashion show in April. So April 19th, I'm walking the runway for Ozzie Davis, right? Then on June 27th, I'm walking the runway for Enzoni. Now, let me tell you guys this. The only reason why I'm doing this fashion show is for my mother. So my mother can finally see me in a wedding dress. This ain't got nothing to do with me.
Oh, sure. Dang, Hollywood.
Yeah, I'm giving you the name La Maison de Fashion.
Thank you. So Omnis Fashion Show is where, Jackie?
Okay, let's see. Her fashion show is taking place April the 19th. It will be at the La Maison, that's M-A-I-S-O-N, D-E, fashion. It's taking place at 7471 Melrose Avenue, Los Angeles, California, 90046. You want more info about it, you can call the phone number, area code 323-413-2052, or check out the La Maison de Fashion page on Facebook.
La Maison, L-A-M-A-S-O-N.
L-A-M-A-I-S-O-N. Day Fashion. And let me give you the website. It's www.lamaisondefashions.com.
Yeah, so I'm going to be walking and ripping the runway with that. And then here's the funny, like, I thought about doing a live show, right? Then Rich's sister was like, you know what? I don't think we need to do a live show. I think we just need to do what you do, and we get some video and we do it later. And I thought about it. Everything that we do on Caliwood, I kind of want to be live to keep the excitement up. But some stuff, you know, you got to go to CassandraCalloway.com. Like, you got to go to JackieAP.com because it's a one-stop shop. What's that website, Jackie?
www.jackieap.com. Look for that. To find out anything about me, about thoughts for vision, my one-stop shop. Check it out.
Yo, Momo B, you see how Jackie's blowing up? Did we lose Momo B? Oh, so it's just us, Rich? Are we just mating? Oh, is it just us? Did we lose Momo Beezy in the heezy?
Jay,
how should we do this?
We got to 8:30. It's 7:47. So I know it'll at the latest cut off at 8:30.
Oh, we ain't gonna give them that much time of us.
I know that's as long as we can go, but, you know. So I believe it's time for Cali Jack, isn't it?
Oh, we Cali Jacking it, yo, Jay. It's a Cali Jack.
Let's go ahead and talk some more about Reality Rally and what they're going to be in for the weekend.
Well, I know for a fact that they're in for 11 checkpoints, right? And I know one of the checkpoints is Saved by the Bell, and there's another checkpoint that's Hop, Skip, and Jump. And the thing about it is I'm excited about, like, being able to do more with the show, like being able to bring them, like, the actual challenges, even though, I don't know if I'm able to do them, but, you know, just to be able so that they can, like, hear one part of, you know, Reality Rally, but now they're going to actually be able to really live Cali Reality Rally. You know, those people who don't want pictures put up on them, those cats who want to be bigger than life, you know, we don't leave you home so that you can sit down and actually experience Reality Rally in the Caliwood Nation Live, and you don't have to do no work. You and I will do the work, and they can just listen to us, right?
There we go. There we go.
That's how we do it. You know, that's how we do it. And what's really funny is, like, you know, I can't wait till the cats hear this. But, you know, so you're not mad at me talking about, you know, I wish you'd stay awake, right? You're going to stay awake this whole weekend, right? I'm praying, you're taking vitamin C, you're taking whatever you have to do. Because last year, I was a little hard on you, but I had to remember, you know, you weren't feeling well, but would you not feeling well, you still
feel it. Yeah, because I don't know why you keep forgetting I wasn't feeling good. You lucky. Keep telling you lucky I didn't tell Herb to take me home. But I was trying to be faithful because I committed to the cause, okay?
And you
so
were
that
faithful,
really
you
should
committed.
Be taken a whole other way.
So what? So you should get that's a sleep pass. So does you get a sleep pass for that day because you wasn't feeling well? Okay, you got it.
Yeah, I was dedicated to the cause because I could have punked out and really, really told you to take me home. But I was dedicated. I committed to it. So I, you know, wasn't going to punk out, okay?
Well, you know
what? I did my best, okay?
No, you're not doing that. You do.
Okay, man. I'm not feeling appreciated, man.
No, you do your best, and I just want to tell you that if it wasn't for you, man, like when I had the conversation with Shaquise the other day, and I was like, I'm glad you jerked me because I got you. You know what I'm saying? Because I wasn't even open to receiving anybody else helping me because, you know, I thought that was the be-all to end-all. And the fact that you came in, you stepped in, and like I said, All-Star Weekend, she's sitting there. All I can remember, all I remember is a little woman with a mic, with a shiny mic. With a shiny mic.
That was the official glue that sealed the deal.
that was the cement. That was the cement that created the synergy that we have right now with JackieAP.com and CoastSergeantCalloway.com, you know, because Rich Sister and all of them, they Momo B and Miss Terry, they all want to hang up on us, and Jay Riles, all they want to hang up on us. Do we want to talk about Jay Riles and his leather jacket now? So when they hear this in the rewind, I talk about how that I want to be wrapped up in his jacket again, or do we just leave him alone?
No, come on. Let's be cool. Let's be cool to the TJRS Radio Network.
Now, you know what's really a trip?
It may be listening on the fly.
Oh, yeah, right. And the last thing we want them to do is talk about us.
See the two of them in this chat room.
Mm-hmm.
they be listening on the fly,
Right, so you know what? We love Jay, and we love Mr. Elias.
We're trying to get to Aruba. We love you. We love you.
Exactly. Now, we want to get to Aruba, but think about this, right? It's a 10-person villa, right? So we're going to be subjected to living with J. Ryle and Mr. Elias. And no, not say like this. We're subjected to living with men we don't know for 10 days. Men we don't know for 10 days that wear big leather jackets.
Yeah, you got a point there.
Hello, don't I? It's like, yo, Jay, you know how I roll, right? I have a hot flash, and I be naked. Can I do that in Aruba?
Probably not. Probably not.
Yeah, they might have to find some new medication for my butt if I want to go to Aruba and hang out. Actually, you know what? I think it would be kind of cool for all of us to meet up somewhere, whether Aruba, wherever it is. I mean, which is really funny because Jay was like, Jay King was like, you know, I'm not trying to get in your pockets. And I'm like, oh, what, so you're saying that women can't afford to go? You know, and here's the deal. Women, you know, we're not really looking to afford to go because we really want some dude to pay for us to go anyway. You know, if you're going to look at me in the bathing suit in Aruba, you know, showing my six-pack, I shouldn't have to pay. So, Jay, are you ready? Are you packed? Are you ready for reality?
I'm more than ready. Packed, bags packed as we speak. So ready.
Now, what's really funny is that, you know, I've been doing the labels and everything, and I figured out how to get the labels on Caliwood on the cars. So I've been here's the deal. I'm going to say this, but I don't want you to think that you're going to show up here tomorrow and ain't no labels
tiny, tiny labels we need to put on these 99-cent gifts. But I, you know, I did. I was able to get the labels on the Hot Wheel cars. So that's what I was doing the whole time we was on the air. But J-Rob was being counterproductive and making sure that we do our 99-cent contest. Now, Rich, you know what I realized was not fair? What's not fair is you don't want to watch these ridiculous shows. So you're making me do, you know, all the work. I think you need to watch one of these reality cooking shows. I really think that you need to know who
the cooking show? The cooking show?
Yeah. The cooking show. Uh-uh. I said cooking.
I can't watch none of them other ones. Fine. Now, what cooking show would you like for me to watch?
Hell's Kitchen 11 and 12. Because we have at least 15 people. 11? Yes.
Is it on, these videos are on YouTube, right?
Yes. Yes, they are.
Yeah, I'll check some out. I'll check some out.
Okay. Y'all heard it live on the TGIS Radio Network. Rich Sister's going to check it out. Make sure I don't have to do when. And what's really funny is when you get to the studio tomorrow, you'd be like, and you see what I really have to do to put the labels on, you're going to be like, you really want me to do this? It's like,
yeah.
I can see the look on your face, yo, right now. You know? So that's why I'm trying to do as many as possible so I don't get that, are you out your mind look from you? Because, you know, like Rich, do you know that out your mind look for me, from you, is like, oh, man, I got to do right by you. You know, so what do I have to do right by you for tomorrow? Other than getting you the fly haircut from Pleasant.
Well, truth be told, you done plenty. And I appreciate you for it. So I'm ready to get by your way tomorrow. We're going to take care of whatever else we need to take care of for this weekend. And then we're going to be off, and then it's going to be on. Mm-hmm. Ready
cool.
for
That's
it. Cool. Ready, ready, ready.
Right. So we're going to do like the Gail and Oprah, you know, road trip. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to go try, hopefully, see it. I was about to say X. Miss Hall, see them more. They haven't called me back yet, but I will make sure. Because I think we need to, like, make this like a road trip. Like, not like Gail and Oprah, because I don't want to copy anybody, but we're going to do the Gail and Oprah. It's going to be the J and Co. It's going to JackieAT.com and the Cosanda Calendar. That's too long. On the road with J and Co. Or on the road with, well, how do you want it?
Well, that's nice what you said right there. That's cool. On the road with Jay and Cole. That's fine. That's Lawrence.
All right,
works for me.
On the road with Jay and Cole. There it is. All right. So
yep.
We're going to make it happen.
And once again, if you want any info about Reality Rally, once again, website is www.realityrally.com. And also, let me give you the info for Michelle's Place, which is the Breast Cancer Resource Center that the funds are being raised for. You can check them out at www.michellesplace, that's michellesplace.org.
So, Jay, here's my question to you right now. Do I have to peel off any more labels? Will you help me with this? Like, can I stop peeling off labels for the 99-cent gifts and we can handle this tomorrow?
Of course. Yeah, I'm going to help you.
All right, dude. And he's like, I'm going to help you tomorrow. Yeah, sure.
Yep, I'm gonna help you. Like I said, we're gonna get down to business.
And that's the thing. And that's the thing. I love the fact that you're ready to work, and we get down to business with J. Rob, Momo B, Miss Terry, everybody on the TGRS Radio Network. The fact that we are Cali jacking once again. Momo B lost it, and Princess Odelia. I really feel like we need to free, like, call her on a three way. Like, how are you gonna just walk away from your own show? All right, so let's do it like this, Jay. Let's give our outros, and then and I'll talk to you later. We, here's the thing. We don't have to end their show. You know what I mean? We don't have to stay on to give them what they need, because the people who are supposed to be doing the show ain't doing what they're supposed to do. So let's do it like this.
Before we go, if y'all want to hear a repeat of Friday's show, it started right now. So go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Caliwood to check out the repeat of this past Friday night show, to hear some of the Reality Rally contestants that's going to be on the show, and much, much more. So go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Caliwood. It is on as of right now. Check it out.
This is how we're doing it. And JP, JackieAP.com, do you know how much I love you?
Yes, and I love you even more. CassandraCalloway.com.
This is not JackieAP.com?
CassandraCalloway.com.
JackieAP.com?
CassandraCalloway.com.
You know what? You trying to do that. You, JackieAP.com.
CassandraCalloway.com.
JackieAP.com. JackieAP.com.
Okay, stop.
Wait.
You can't spell Jackie.
Wait. President Obama can't spell respect. President Obama can't spell respect. I did not have to know how to spell Jackie.
President.
I'm the president right now. JackieAP.com. JACKI. AP.com. Did I get it right? Did I do it better than President? JackieAP. No, I don't. Here's the deal. If President Obama knew like I knew, he would have just said respect.com. Like I'm saying, JackieAP.com, sticking a label on this tiny trophy, and I'm done. So JackieAP.com, JackieAP.com. Are we about to finish this, Cali Jack?
Yes, I am. We can bring it to a close.
Oh, like then, you know, yo, you want to sing Caliwood on top before we get out of here? Do we want to bring back Caliwood on top?
Let's not do that.
We won't do that. All right. JackieAP.com. JackieAP.com. Do you know how much I respect you?
Oh, yeah, and it's so appreciated, and much love and respect to what you do as well. And definitely we want to say big thanks to the TJRS Network for giving us this sister time. Thank Jay, thank Mr. Elias, and all of the regular players. Thank you all so much for this time. Take care. God bless. And we wish you all a good night.
Good night.